AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is blaming Minnesota for not doing their job when asked why the state's investigators are not part of the investigation into the shooting death of a 37-year-old mother of three in Minneapolis.
Minnesota is a train wreck. It is corrupt, and it was under the leadership of Governor Walz and this mayor that they allowed it to happen, and they let criminals and illegals and people abuse programs and steal the money, and now they're allowing violence to go forward on the streets as well.
The woman was shot by an ICE agent. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the state must take part in the investigation.
I think it's clear to everyone as they saw this that it feels now that Minnesota has been taken out of the investigation. It feels very, very difficult that we will get a fair outcome. And I say that only because people in positions of power have already passed judgment.
Minneapolis is on edge. Noem says agents won't be going anywhere. The Department of Homeland Security deployed more than 2,000 officers to the area in what it says is the largest immigration enforcement operation ever. At the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance also says Minnesota is where there's a fraud investigation.
But we also want to expand this. We know that the fraud isn't just happening in Minneapolis. It's also happening in states like Ohio. It's happening in states like California.
Internet access and telephone lines in Iran cut out after demonstrators joined protests calling for the exiled crown prince. The Senate has advanced a resolution that would limit President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks against Venezuela, sounding a note of disapproval for his expanding ambitions in the Western Hemisphere. Israel's prime minister says a former UN Mideast envoy, Bulgarian diplomat Nikolai Maladnov, has been chosen to serve as director general of President Trump's Board of Peace, aimed at overseeing the peace process in Gaza. This is AP News. Social media has become central to how students on a college campus navigate emergency situations.
On December 13th, a gunman fired shots inside an academic building on the Brown University campus in Providence, Rhode Island.
We had no idea where it was happening.
But 15 minutes before the university's first alert of an active shooter, students, like Shravya Sankugari, were being warned about what was going on.
Everyone was just posting. We have this, like, anonymous, like, app called SideChat where everyone posts things on, and everyone was saying that they had been hearing stuff, like, from all over the place.
SideChat is an anonymous message board for college students in the U.S., and it provides fast-flowing information in real time. Kyle Venn is SideChat's CEO.
Users sign on with a EDU email address, and then once they're verified, they are able to join their college community.
I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.